Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
Guest tonight is Kevin Blackwell, the lead singer from the band Sarsaparilla.
First of all, I love the band name, and I'm excited to chat with him.
They have a brand new home-recorded collection of music that we will be talking to him about tonight. Super fun. Here's a little bit more about Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla is an American indie roots and punk Americana band originally formed in Portland, Oregon, and now based in Portland, Oregon and Golden, Colorado. Known for blending old-time string band traditions, hill country blues, and punk ethos, the group has developed a reputation for high-energy live performances and a genre-crossing recorded output. Over the course of 9 studio albums, Sarsaparilla has evolved from a raw, roots punk outfit into a more introspective and sonically varied project, centered on the songwriting of frontman Kevin Gus Blackwell.
While early releases emphasize raw performance energy and genre-hopping eclecticism, later albums have shown increased focus on cohesive songwriting, thematic depth, and restrained arrangements. Live performances remain central to the band's identity, often featuring audience interaction and dance-driven sets.
Sarsaparilla continues to perform and record, maintaining a presence in both the Pacific Northwest and Colorado music communities.
Hey musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at Summer Lee Photo. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
Welcome to Sisters in Song. Can you take a minute and tell us who you are and where you are coming to us from?
Yeah, my name is Kevin Blackwell. I'm from a band called Sarsaparilla, and I'm in Golden, Colorado.
Excellent. Now I'm going to ask, where is the rest of the band and where are you all based out of? Because I think this is cool.
Yeah, so most of the band is in Portland, Oregon. That's where I came from. I just moved here 5 years ago. To give my kids a different experience than Portland. So they're all still in Portland. And then I have a couple players here in Golden that I play with as well. And they're on the new record. So all over the place.
Yeah.
Very cool. Tell us how that dynamic works. You said you have some people you play with in Golden and then the guys in Oregon. So how does that work if you're, you know, are you
recording and everything? Yeah.
Yeah. So this last record that we recorded, I played with the bass player and guitar player here in Golden, Dan and Doug, who are also friends of mine from my college days. So that was kind of fun to reunite. And the rest of them I'll send tracks to. So Naima Montal, who is the female vocalist and multi-instrumentalist, is on the record. And then Ross McDonough, who is the harmonica player, is also on the record. Justin, the old drummer, is no longer in the band. So my son, Emmett, took over the drums, which is super fun.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a blast. So we know you have the new album. Tell us how that came to be. Tell when it came out, tell us the name, tell us everything.
Okay, yeah, so it came out probably 5 months ago.
Okay.
And it came out as I started playing with Dan and Doug here and having a good time and got inspired to write some songs. They wanted to play the old Sarsaparilla songs and it just didn't sound right without the regular players. So I wanted to do something completely different with them. So that's the banjo sound that you have on this record. It hasn't been on previous records. It was just a way to do something that didn't, I missed having Naima and Ross and Colin on those songs, the old songs. So I had to do something that was totally different so that I wouldn't miss having them around.
Yeah. Is the plan now to tour this album?
Yeah, the plan is to start playing this fall. I wish we could do it earlier, but I'm a ranger here in Colorado and summer is our busy season. So
yeah, I'll bet.
I'm going to have to wait.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of hats, sir.
But
yes. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That Golden area is so gorgeous. We stayed up there one time when we were going to Red Rocks and just we got to raft down the little
Clear Creek. Yep. And
it oh, was did you?
Yeah.
Super fun.
Lots of fun.
Did you rent tubes from Adventure West?
Yes, we did.
We did.
That's my next door neighbor. Mitch owns that.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
We stayed at some hotel that was on a golf course there, and it was fancy schmancy, but wasn't that COVID time or close to COVID
pretty
time?
Pretty close to, yeah.
So it was kind of right after. Everything was pretty closed down, but we just had a blast. So
yeah, it's super fun. I'm glad you got to do
that. That's great. So I want to talk about songwriting. Tell us how you see a song start to finish, because I know you do a lot of the heavy lifting for the songwriting, correct?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's not because the other folks couldn't do, it's just that it is my favorite thing to do. If I could just write songs and record them and not have to ever play a show again, I would be happy to do that. Not because I don't like playing shows. I just prefer to write songs. You know, it's such a cool thing. And you guys, I'm sure, understand that. Like, as songwriters, it's an amazing thing when you find something that moves you when you're playing that you want to keep singing over and over again. That's where it's at for me. So as far as songwriting goes, I'm always listening to folks talk or conversations that I'm not invited to. I'll write down little tidbits that I hear people say or friends say, or I read a lot. So I let, you know, Jeff Tweedy, I don't know if you read his book about a song. I took a lot of that to heart, and just reading and writing down sentences. And then I'll take those sentences that I like and twist them to where they fit me, different iterations. So it's not, you know, lifting entirely, but just something that inspires me and then making it my own. But yeah, super fun. Love it.
I was actually doing that today, writing down conversation pieces. So I'm like, it is fun. You're kind of like, you're eavesdropping, but not, because it, yeah, like you said, you turn it into something totally different, but
yeah,
it gives you a good starting place, which I like.
Do you feel like you start with lyrics first or melody first? How does that kind of come about?
I try to write the hook first, the musical hook. And then I'll play with that for a while, and I'll sing glossolalia, just kind of making up words, the, you know, Paul McCartney style. Just making up words, and then going back to the books. I've got stacks, I'm sure you guys do too, just stacks of books of notes, and I'll go through those until I find something that fits what I'm feeling and also what fits the melody and the hook. And then I just build off of that. So like Honey, I'm Using Again, the title track off of this record. I found that in one of my books, and I'm like, ah, that's for sure a song, right? And then everything around that.
Very, very cool. It's neat for us to hear how everybody's process is just a little bit different.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar, so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
Did you self-teach yourself instruments, or did you take classes, or
you have a lot of instruments behind you?
I play a lot of instruments, and I taught them all myself. I'm self-diagnosed with ADHD, and so every time I've ever tried to sit down with someone and take a lesson, and I tell you, I've tried probably at least 100 times with some of the best players, you know, like Chet Leister, I'm sure you've heard from the Eels, Williams, and then Jamie Stillway, who was a gypsy jazz guitarist out of Port, like just all these awesome players, John Neufeld from the Decemberists, but never. Like, I'll sit with them for an hour and not learn a thing. It's mostly just going to old records and listening to old records and learning that way.
Very, so all very, by ear.
Sorry, go ahead.
All by ear.
All by ear, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we're doing lessons right now. And
I feel the pain.
I feel the pain, too.
Yeah, it's not like, fun.
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. Some kind of mathematical something, and I'm so not mathematical.
I love the just playing of the songs, but yeah, that like, oh, now we have to do these exercises. We have to like look at the notes and try to figure out. I'm like, I am not good at this. So, I totally am in your camp.
Yeah, 100%. Do you feel like you carve out time to write, or do you just write when you feel like it?
Every morning I get up and I'll go for a quick run and then eat some breakfast, drink some coffee, pet my dog, and then try to write some stuff down before everybody else gets up. As the day goes on, I find harder and harder to play music, or it's just, you're just busy with life, right? I've got twin boys that have to be places, and two dogs and eight chickens and
Yeah. And ranger work. Gosh. Yeah, we both have day jobs, so we get it. I try really hard to be like, okay, this is my dedicated time. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I'm sure you get that.
Well, and as I get older, I find it harder and harder to get out of bed early.
So that's true. But I like your order. Get up, run, pet the dog, eat breakfast, pet the dogs, then run.
Yep.
What do you do when you get writer's block? How do you get out of that?
Knock on wood, I've not had it. That doesn't mean that I've had it and didn't know it. Yeah. You know, I write tons of songs and not all of them are good. And so maybe that is just a form of writer's block, is writing a shitty song. But I still try to write something down and get it out there. I'm not worried too much about it. You know, like, we're small potatoes. So what does it matter if I put a bad song on? You know, as long as I like it.
Well, and you got to go through the shitty stuff in order to get to the good stuff, right?
Like,
so if there's a lot of shitty stuff, eventually the good stuff will come out too.
Well,
hopefully.
I would say my husband's analogy is, if you throw enough shit at the wall, some of it sticks. I'm like, good.
That's a fact. Hopefully.
Hopefully. That is correct.
Oh my gosh.
On your bio that we read about you guys, you are a performance type of band where you do a lot of rowdy performances. Tell us a little bit about performing. What, I know you said you'd rather write, but your band's got like a high, like, exciting performance. So we want to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah. I don't really know what that is and how that happens, other than probably just fear of, you know, you put, when you play, you're so, what's the word, exposed, you know? And I think that exposure taught me like to be high energy and try to involve the people in the crowd as much as possible. 'Cause I feel like if they're involved, they're complicit if you're doing badly. and it's more fun that way too for me. Like, I like going to shows when people are, you know, we saw Ciara Farrell the other day, and, you know, everything's perfect. I've never seen anybody so perfect before. Every note is perfect. Every hair on her head, she's just a perfect artist. And I don't know if I could ever be that way or want to be that way. I kind of like we used to describe ourselves as a band that sounds like it's falling down the stairs. And I kind of like that. And I think I don't know if you've ever heard of Possessed by Paul James. Have you heard of him?
No, I'm going to write it down though.
Yeah, he's out of Austin, Texas. He's a special ed teacher, but then he tours in the summer. Check out his record, Hurricane. But his thing, and I kind of agree, he is this mild-mannered special ed teacher, and then when he gets on stage, he says that he's possessed by his grandfather, Paul James, and he turns into this something else. It's pretty spiritual to watch them. And I think the same thing happens with Sarsaparilla. You know, it's, we're all pretty mild mannered, and then something happens when we get on stage. Maybe it's the whiskey, maybe it's just the feedback, but we definitely change our personalities, and it's something to watch.
Hey, listeners, Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code Sisters in Song Podcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
I want to know how you decided on the name Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's I don't love that band name, I'll be honest, but you know, when you get some momentum, you get stuck with something. We lived on Alberta Street, the art district in Portland. Mm-hmm. And every Thursday, last Thursday, they would have this huge art festival, and it would be music on the street and art and firewalkers and tall bike jousting and mud wrestling, pure Portland style. But we just started playing on that street. There was this band called the Kitchen Syncopators out of New Orleans that moved to Portland, and I wanted to be like them. You know, Gil Landry was the lead singer. Now he's by himself anyplace with Old Crow Medicine Show. But
I was just about to say, I knew the name.
Yeah, he was my hero. I've got stories about him, but I wanted to be like Gil, so we started a band like his band, Kitchen Syncopators. And we didn't have a name, but we used to fill Nalgene bottles up with whiskey and ginger ale, which we called Sarsaparillas. And Pickathon Festival and the Oregon newspaper stopped and asked us who we were, and we didn't have a name, so we just said Sarsaparilla because that's what we had.
I love it.
I like it. I really like the name, so keep it.
Okay. I like it too. After 9 albums, right? You should keep
it.
Yeah. It's sticks.
So besides the like lineup change, how do you think your music has evolved since you started?
I think old records, we've gone through so many different phases. The older records we wrote out of necessity because we wanted to have something to sell. So I didn't think we'd ever sell records. I didn't think anybody would buy. So we just dashed off songs as fast as we could make them so we'd have records to sell. And then when we got the record deal with In Music of Trust and then with Fluff and Gravy, we thought that we were going to have to make these really highly produced records. And so we made Magpie and Hullabaloo and Pasahara, those records with Chet Leister as producer. And then I think we went too far into like production and that sound, way too far from what we do, what people come to see us. Mm-hmm. And now we've come back. Not that the records aren't good, not that they aren't produced beautifully. Like Chet did.
Yeah.
A great job, but it was, I think I made the mistakes of trying to be bigger than what we really were. And now we're back at square one again, except now I'm paying attention to the lyrics more and the hooks more and trying to be more thoughtful about what I'm trying to say rather than just saying something for the sake of saying something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, should we do our rapid fire?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Got the rapid fire time. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's not hard. Okay, right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Me too. Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
Vinyl. I know that sounds really rote right now, but it's still...
No, it's same.
You know, we were trying to collect your studio.
First album you ever bought?
Red Cross, Neurotica.
All right. If you have one, what is your... go-to karaoke song?
Oh, Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot.
Love it.
Very cool.
We haven't had that one yet.
Nope.
Do you, well, we kind of already talked about this, but writing at night or in the morning?
Morning.
Do you write on lyrics? Do you write your lyrics on paper, phone notes, voice memos, all of the above?
All of the above, whatever's in front of me.
Yeah, whatever's handy. That's kind of the.
Do you and your band, or just you, have a pre-show pump-up song?
Pre-show pump-up song. Yeah, it's what is it called? Jenny, Don't Be Hasty. And I forgot who wrote it, but Colin, the bass player, and I would play that before the show. Jenny, Don't Be Hasty. Paolo Nutini, I think, is his name.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah. Very okay. Cool.
All right, now I'm going to have to go and listen to it. Yeah. Okay, I think I know the answer to this one already, but dogs, cats, fish, or birds?
Oh, man, all of the above. I love animals.
Hey. But... And horses in there too, right?
Yeah. And reptiles. And.
Okay, describe your sound in three words.
Three rounds falling down the stairs.
I love it.
Perfect. Okay, what advice would you give to new musicians or songwriters?
John Johnson from Hillstomp gave me advice a long time ago. He said it's not always the best band, it's the band that's been doing it long, that doesn't give up. And I think it's just don't give up. Attrition is in your favor.
Yeah, I love it.
Love it. Advice.
Okay, we'd love to have you share a song. Tell us the name of the song and a little bit about it.
I'll do In the Dust of Things. And it's a brand new song that I'm happy with. It's just about, I don't know, a lot of my songs have that biblical reference to. It's just kind of where we come from, where we're going, getting older and blah, 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 blah. You know?
The fatalism that's in all of our hearts.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yep.
All the Southern Gothic into one thing, right?
Right.
Like the back of my hand. Where are you headed, son? Where have you been? I'm wilted heart and tremble over that silhouette. Not here or there, but in the dust of things. Times we seek freedom in the pines. Your coyote songs of hunger, your games in your lines. Times are hard and mighty lonesome, trouble finds us all. Not here or there, but in the dust of things. Here I am bound for the dust of things. Made my home in the dust of things. Not here or there, but somewhere in between. I am bound for the dust of things. To disappear. There are lines in our faces where the laughter used to be. I'll breathe the wind, she'll breathe me. I will walk along the creek. Not here or there, but in the dust of things. I am bound for the dust of things. Made my home in the dust of things. Not here or there, but somewhere in between. I am bound. bound for the dust of things. Made my home in the dust of things. How the hell there was somewhere in between. I am bound for the dust of things.
Okay, it's time for your shameless plug. Where can we find your website, Bandcamp, Patreon, all the social media, all the things?
Yep, you can. We're all of those things. We're on Spotify, Bandcamp. Our website is www.sarsaparillainfo.com. Sarsaparilla with two S's. We have Instagram. We have all of the things.
All the things.
You know, go. Please go to the Spotify, since that's the necessary evil nowadays. Save and like stuff. And
yes, go to Bandcamp. That's where there's the best one.
Yeah. That's where we buy stuff. Money. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
But unfortunately, your plays and likes on Spotify is what promoters are looking for. So
Do it all, people.
Yes.
Do it all.
Go see them. Go. And if you're in the Golden or the Portland area, we'll find them.
Yes, please.
Oh my gosh, so much fun to talk to you.
Yeah. Awesome. So great to meet you. Thank you.
Yes.
I was so stoked to have Kevin from Sarsaparilla on the show today, because I just think that their music blends all of the things that we have grown up with and that we love.
Exactly. And it was just cool to hear like the evolution of the band and the origin story of the name. And it was just a lot of fun just hearing about Portland versus Golden and all of things. And then Sun plays the drums. I love it so much.
That was fantastic. What a cool conversation. Thank you so much, Kevin, for being on the show with us. It was a pleasure. And we will hopefully see you down the road.
Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast. And follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.